Questions continue regarding a raid on the former president's home. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The warrant and property receipt regarding the FBI raid in Florida are unsealed, but not the affidavit. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick on CBS's Face the Nation.
Nobody's claiming that it's okay to have, certainly I'm not, that it's okay to have classified information anywhere outside of a SCIF. I know that better than anybody, given my former profession and my current committee assignment. But the problem is that the administration is disputing a lot of what's being publicly reported. So the affidavit will answer that question.
Fitzpatrick is a former FBI agent. Monday marks 1 year since the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban and the chaotic U.S. troop withdrawal. Republican Texas Congressman Michael McCaul is on the House committee about to issue an interim report.
Being in the classified space, listening to the intelligence community tell the story about this is going to be imminent. It's going to fall sooner rather than later. The military said it, told us the same thing. And then we went to state and they paint in the White House a very rosy picture. There's a disconnect between, you know, intelligence on the ground and what the White House is doing.
Congressman McCaul on the same show. Thousands of locals who helped the U.S. were left behind to face arrest and torture. Life in Afghanistan now drastically changed, especially for women and children. Gas prices are down again, 45 cents, for a new national average of $4.10 per gallon. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey.
Gasoline demand is very weak. It's down even from July 2020, which was a terrible year for demand thanks to lockdown. And it's very, very far below July of 2019, when things were more normal.
Lundberg warns the drop may be ending since oil prices are starting to rebound. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Volunteers and neighbors work to rebuild a town in Ukraine after Russian forces fire at the military headquarters. Fox's Alex Hogan is in Kyiv.
In the east, this is the town of Kramatorsk, but despite it being the military tactics that might be the goal, homes were destroyed. And one woman tearfully explained the sheer terror of the attack and the moment that she watched her husband die.
It was like a horror, but I did not notice anybody. Just ran directly into my yard and saw my husband lying here. His cigarette was still lit up. He was so badly injured that he died quickly. I don't remember anything else. It's just too horrible.
Ukrainian officials report a loss of about two-thirds of its 2020 gross domestic product last month in infrastructure damage. Reconstruction is estimated at seven times the amount. Border Patrol personnel continue to be overwhelmed as each day thousands of migrants cross the southern border and enter the U.S. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, telling Fox News Live the cartels are driving the increase.
If people know that they're going to be released, if they're going to be rewarded after violating our laws, they're going to continue to come.
Judd says the cartels advertise their services around the world and abuse current U.S. policies. A sprawling Mormon temple in Washington, D.C. reopened after COVID-19 renovation delays.
There's no question. This building is a place where most members of my faith, if they want to be married forever, not just here on earth, not death till you part, but forever, this is where they'll come to have their marriage made permanent. We call it sealing, putting together forever. a family. And that's the highest ordinance which occurs in this building.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Fox News Sunday. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.